Jesus tells us to rejoice because our names are written in heaven. You know, it's wonderful to experience the blessing of the Lord, the power of God, and we reach out for that. The disciples had returned from a wonderful time of service when Jesus had delegated them or given them power against all the power of the enemy, sent them forth. The devils were subject to them, the sick were healed, and they had a wonderful time, and they came back rejoicing that the demons were subject unto them. What a thrill. And Jesus said, yes, that's true. I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. It was a great victory. God had done great things, but Jesus said, don't rejoice because of that. Don't let that get to you. You've got something much better to rejoice about. And he said, I want you to rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Praise the Lord. And God wants you to rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Of all the miracles you ever witnessed, the greatest one was when the Lord opened your eyes.
Yes.
And made you to understand you were lost. Made you to see the great Savior that you have, and he wrote your name in his book. And that ought to be our great thanksgiving, that we belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to us, and that our names are written in heaven. That must be the fundamental cause of our praise and worship and joy in the Lord. And so we all have occasion to joy, I trust. We all know that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we ought to be so thankful all the time. That's something we can cultivate, this thanksgiving. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. And we may have our trials and tests and great victories at times, and other times the conflict is hot, but our names are still in his book.
Yes.
We belong to him. Hallelujah. And he belongs to us. And God wants us to just delight ourselves in the Lord and in his salvation all the time. All the time, wherever we are throughout the day, and wherever we may find ourselves and whatever the situation may be, our names are written in his book. Oh, we belong to him. Hallelujah. This is my story.
This is my song.
Awakened this morning with a very familiar verse out of Romans 8. And it's a verse that we've often quoted, a verse that is so very, very familiar, I think most of us know it by heart. But maybe we just better look in the Bible and make sure it's just what it says. I'd like to read from the 24th verse through 28. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now let's read verse 28 all together, not too fast.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
once again.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Do we really believe that?
Amen.
That all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose? We do when everything goes good and we get a real blessing and we have a real victory and our plans have worked out just right, then we believe that. But when things don't just work out according to our plans and our hopes, I don't know, do we believe it? Do we really believe it? That this is working together for good. Yes. To them that love God. Now it depends, I suppose, a lot on how much I love God and how much I love his ways.
Yes.
And if we could just remember at times when we want to be discouraged over things, or we want to be unhappy, or we want to be worse than that, go into a deep black dump. And this has happened to people sometimes. We had a lady who was in the Faith Homes in Zion during the times when all the vessels were there. Now they've gone to heaven and there's a little setup there now. It's not the same, but during those years when all the vessels were there, Mrs. Robinson was living, and Elder Mrs. Brooks, and George and Lydia Mitchell, and Mrs. Judd, and Miss Nielsen, and Stella Leggett, and Mrs. Eva Leggett, all these vessels were there. It was, I tell you, heaven on earth, and at the same time, we were disciplined and we were taught the truth of the Word of God. And there was this woman, a young lady, she's probably about 30, and she was there, and her great talent was cooking. She cooked in very wealthy homes, and her pies would melt in your mouth. Everything she made was seasoned just right, and it was delicious. And of course she was at home in that, but in the meeting many times, her face would just glow, and she would shout the praises of the Lord, and she would laugh, and she would dance, and really dance, not just a little bit, but she had a good dance and so on. But then she would, her countenance sometimes would change entirely. And she was way down. She wouldn't praise the Lord. And she wouldn't say good morning to anybody. And you can imagine what she was dark. You know, I saw a picture in a children's Sunday school paper a while back. And had the whole page, big page, was the face of a donkey. And I said, why, that looks just like a person looks when they're in a dump. And I said, sure. And recently, you know, in New York, we've had some problems with officials in the city and in the educational department and so on, and there's been quite a shake-up, as you know. And this one man, he had a good position that way in one of these fields. And then they discovered that he had lied about his education. And he wasn't qualified for the place he had. And so, of course, he had to go through a trial and all that, and he lost his position and so on. And one of the newspapers, the photographer, had taken a picture of this man when it said that he had been dismissed and he was found guilty. And this man evidently was coming right out of his car or something, and he had a briefcase in his hand. And you should have seen that face, that long, dark face. And I thought, no, I leave it beside that donkey picture. And it looked very similar. Now, of course, that man evidently doesn't know the Lord, but just think of people who know the Lord. And they go into these dumps, these dark dumps. And did you take a good look at yourself in the mirror this morning? you want to look like a donkey? Well, anyway, I don't want to. If I have that temptation, I just look at that picture, and I don't want to look like that. And, sometimes you find people who are very, very jolly so much of the time, and then all of a sudden they have a long face. What's happened? Evidently, they forgot about Romans 8:28. They forgot that everything works together for good if they're loving God. Now, sometimes we may not see it at the time. We may not understand it. But if we keep on loving God, it's bound to work out for good. It's going to work out for good in the long end. Now, this woman I was talking to you about in Zion, when she'd get into these dark things. Elder Mrs. Brooks used to work over her. She lived in their home where I lived. And they'd work over and try, and finally they'd get her back into victory. And then one time she imagined that the couple next to her room were talking against her and saying bad things about her. And oh, she went way down. And so Elder Mrs. Brooks investigated, and this couple said, why no, they hadn't even thought about her. They hadn't mentioned her name or said anything about her, neither good nor bad. And they told this woman, and she wouldn't believe it, and she kept on that way, and finally she packed up and left. Now, she lived about a mile out of my hometown in Michigan. And she went there and lived as a hermit. Now, that's how she ended up. You know, it's very serious. If we don't get the victory over these things, they really can destroy us. And as soon as these things come upon us, we ought to right away go to the Word of God, some scripture like this, and or we ought to praise the Lord, or we ought to thank the Lord. And when thoughts come that make you think bad of others, or feel like you've been mistreated, or you haven't been fairly treated, and all these things the devil brings, why resist them? Amen. He'll flee from you.
Yes, amen.
He can't stand it when we rejoice in the Lord, as Brother Edwin has just admonished us. He can't stand that. Because the enemy is all darkness and fear and evil, and he has wants to do harm and all that. Well, you don't want to have anything to do with him, do you? But all we want to have everything to do with Jesus, with him. Glory to God. We had a young man who came from New York to the Faith Homes too. He was a young fellow. And oh, how he was just in his glory in the meetings. He would shout and he would praise and he would speak in tongues, and he had a glorious time. And of course, after he was there 2 weeks, they asked him to dust down the stairs. There were three floors. He was to dust down the stairs. It just so happened that a couple of us girls came in from somewhere, and he was at the bottom of the stairs then, and He was going, oh, it's such a hard job. And we saw him do the last few sticks. He was just flipping the rag around, you know. And he was so lazy that if they asked him to do anything, he lost all his glory. It's all gone. It's a little thing like that. You know how easily we can be displeased, and how easily we can have all kinds of imaginations that the enemy brings along. And sometimes you may hear something you get all one side of the story. And that's it. Why don't you look at the other side? Why don't you be fair? Maybe it'll save you a real struggle. How easy it is for saints sometimes to lose the victory over a very small thing. Yes. Maybe sometimes it's a big thing. But we sing when he called me through deep waters and all that. Well, we know the Lord will be with me. And we used to have a little ditty we sang when we were young people. Down in the dumps I'll never go. That's where the devil keeps me low. I will pray with all my might and keep my armor bright. But down in the dumps I'll never go. You see how many lies we sing? Well, anyway, I stopped singing that after a while. I said, well, I better get complete victory first. And it seems most of us are a little subject to that. And I tell you, it's a fight. It's a battle. And if we can win that battle, we've really learned to know the Lord. We made progress. Glory to God. And these things make us lose our steps in God. And we waste our time. And in the meantime, we get kind of sour inside. And the Lord has to work in us to sweeten us up again. Glory to God. It's better to stay on the rejoicing side. And the Lord gave us a word by the Holy Ghost. I believe it was given by the founder of this fellowship. Sometimes the Lord permits people to do outrageously mean things to us. And if we don't get down, we don't go through. And this happens to everyone in life. If you're in the business world, or if you're just a farmer out maybe working by yourself a lot of the time, maybe the best horse dies or whatever, I guess. Maybe the best tractor breaks down.
Yeah.
And things like that. And all kinds of things can happen. But you know, we must remember this verse. Let's read it once more.
Yes. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. We know. Yes, Lord. Jesus, keep it. Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There's another text in the Bible. It says, be not as the horse or the mule. So, let's be happy. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
All things work together for good, together for good, together for good. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.